Efforts to clean up unused sites in the state are getting monetary assistance. The Ohio Brownfield Remediation Program will provide $2.3 million for asbestos abatement, demolition of three buildings, and site remediation at the former Molly Stark Hospital. The site has been abandoned since 1995. Following demolition, the site will become green space, including walking trails and gardens. Carroll County receiving roughly $592,000 to convert a former school building into county offices and an industrial site owned by the Great Trail Fire District for future redevelopment or training purposes. A former gas station on East Taggart in East Palestine will be remediated at a cost of $780,000. Jackson Township Police say a man died of injuries suffered when he was struck by a vehicle in the Belden Village area Saturday night. 66-year-old Alvin Newman of Canton was running south across Everhart Road when he was hit by an eastbound vehicle near Whipple Avenue Northwest. Newman was taken to Mercy Hospital, where he died Tuesday morning. He'd been cited for crossing the street outside a crosswalk. The vehicle's driver was not hurt. Anthem announced Tuesday Cleveland Clinic and its network of hospitals will remain an in-network care option for Ohio's 5 million Anthem members. The locations include Akron General, Mercy Hospital in Canton, Medina Hospital, and Union Hospital in Dover. The news release doesn't specify how long the contract runs beyond calling it a multi-year deal. The previous contract was set to expire January 1st. Summa Health sent letters to patients last month saying those covered by Anthem could face out-of-network fees if a deal is not reached by year's end. Anthem says negotiations with Summa Health continue. Remnants of Canton Center will soon be just a memory. Crews began demolition of the vacant portion of the Tuscarawas Street West facility Monday. Work focusing on areas northwest of CubeSmart Self-Storage, which previously housed Macy's. The demolition will not affect CubeSmart, JCPenney, or the stores and restaurants along West Tusk. The mall is owned by New York-based Nassimi Realty, who purchased Canton Center in 2004. It's not clear what plans the company has for the property after demolition. Man received a one-year sentence in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court Tuesday. 36-year-old Joshua Johnston of North Lima was charged with burglary and menacing by stalking involving a break-in at a Beloit home June 3rd. He had previously lived with a woman who lives in the home. A sentencing hearing scheduled Tuesday was postponed due to a fatal crash in Trumbull County involving Johnston. The car driven by Johnston was southbound on Warner Road November 10th when it failed to yield at Route 82 and struck another vehicle. Pastor, 35-year-old Miranda Zulo of Youngstown, died at the scene. Juvenile pastor suffered life-threatening injuries. The investigation into the crash is ongoing. Man who shot a pellet gun at a group of Youngstown State University students has been sentenced for the crime. 18-year-old Curtis Carver of Youngstown was handed a suspended jail term Monday in Mahoning County Court. He was also sentenced to 1 year of probation. Carver found guilty of two misdemeanor assault charges. He shot a pellet gun at a group of students near Kilcawley Center September 21st and told them to, quote, go back to your country. Two students suffered minor injuries. Carver also was charged with discharging a firearm for an October 2nd incident in Youngstown. Sheriff's sale has been ordered for the property where a proposed chill can plant was to be built in Youngstown. Mahoning County Common Pleas Judge John Durkin last week issued the decision in the case involving MJ Joseph Development. Ground was broken for the plant in 2016, but it was never completed. The city and MS Consultants later sued MJ Joseph. The company owes the city $1.5 million plus interest and owes nearly $323,000 to MS Consultants. Last month, the planned sale of the parcels on the city's east side was delayed and returned to court. The auditor's office has appraised the property value at about $2 million. Trumbull County grand jury has declined to indict a second suspect in a fatal shooting in Warren. No bail was issued Tuesday for 35-year-old Donovan Adams. He was charged with complicity to commit aggravated murder, aggravated robbery, and tampering with evidence. The grand jury indicted Kair Kaiser on an aggravated murder charge last month. He is accused of shooting 35-year-old Howard Dorsey April 4th. Part of the facade of the Masonic Temple in Warren crashed onto the sidewalk Tuesday. Trumbull County Planning Commission tells WFMJ-TV the building was intact Tuesday morning, but the piece fell sometime before noon. The sidewalk was blocked off in front of the Masonic Temple at East Market Street and Pine Avenue Northeast. The area will be secured for the potential for more falling concrete. Woman is dead after a fire this morning at a home in Lancaster. The fire happened around 6:40. Pleasant Township Fire Chief Michael Hutton said firefighters found the woman a minute after they entered the home. They attempted life-saving measures, but she was pronounced dead at the scene. Her identity has not been released. Investigators are still working to confirm the cause of the fire. State Fire Marshal and coroner are investigating. Ohio deer hunters had their best opening day of gun season in 12 years. Hunters checked 26,667 white-tailed deer Monday, according to the Department of Natural Resources. It was the most since 29,297 deer were collected in 2012. Over 19,000 Ohio deer were shot during the first day of gun season last year. Ohio season opened until Sunday with an additional gun hunting weekend December 21 and 22. The top 10 counties for deer checked on opening day were Coshocton, Tuscarawas, Knox, Muskingum, and Carroll.